news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, made it to Friday and the countdown till Christmas. 7:05 FM Talk 106.5. 39 now at our studios, but rain on the way this weekend. Details from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Right now, Kane's got our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's in our accident-free conditions continue. Been a good ride along Airport, Dauphin and Moffitt, and Spring Hill at 65. Still no delays for Tillman's Quarter, Theodore, Schillinger, Three Notch, Old Pass, Cagoula, and Highway 90. And if you're traveling across the Bayway from Daphne and Spanish Fort, you've got some wind, but nothing out of the ordinary. The blacksmith experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the gift of blacksmith experience this year at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama Parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at Rennie@FMTalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, Rennie@FMTalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, showers developing, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, showers are likely with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill's got our ready forecast of the weekend weather scale coming up at around 7:35. Plus, it's a football Friday. We'll talk some football here. Looking forward to bowl games and also the Senior Bowl specifically.
Yeah, Senior Bowl coming up January 25th. And we've got a lot of Alabama players on the line, Auburn players coming to the game, even local LaMichael Pirine, who ended up going to Florida, but he's from Theodore. And we're going to talk with Reese's Executive Director, Jim Nagy, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour for Football Friday.
Also coming up on the way, Ito the shooter is now Ito the inmate. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a second as Mobile Police made arrest of Darius Thames, booked into Metro Jail about 2 o'clock this morning. Also, Ring doorbell. A lot of us have them, and the story out now, some of them are being hacked. We'll get into details on that. Also, we'll check in with Eric Kirby at LCM, find out what's happening on the lot at LCM, if Santa's looking for a last-minute vehicle here before Wednesday. Yeah, Christmas on Wednesday. We'll talk to him about that, and Alec Naiman joins us to let us know what's cooking here as we count down the days until Christmas. More news now from WKRG.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police have captured a notorious robbery suspect who once taunted law enforcement, claiming he could not be caught. Darius Thames was booked into jail at 2 o'clock this morning after leading police on a chase. He calls himself Ito the Shooter. This morning, he is facing two counts of robbery, receiving stolen property, and eluding police. Terry Ewing, the man accused of robbing a Pensacola gas station this week, has been booked into jail 10 times over the past decade. Police say Ewing has previously been convicted on battery and drug charges. He is currently facing armed robbery and aggravated assault charges. People who live in Pritchard are looking for answers after a change in billing for water and sewer service, as well as garbage collection. The city sent out a separate bill for garbage, but has not yet started picking it up. It's not clear when the issue will be corrected. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. but you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Well, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
The Salvation Army's red kettle season is underway through Christmas Eve, one of the longest-running, most recognizable fundraising efforts since 1891, when Captain Joseph McPhee set up a crab pot in the Oakland Ferry Landing to encourage people to drop coins for the poor. Did you know that 100% of your donation helps fund Salvation Army initiatives in our area 365 days a year? Won't you help with a little extra donation in a kettle this year?
12 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill's on the way. And remember, the text line open for you at 343-0106. 343-0106. Also going on our website, always good stuff over there at fmtalk1065.com, our Alabamian of the Year voting for 2019. We're on day 5 of the first round.
Yeah, day 5. So we've been doing first round voting all week long. And today we've got some new options up there. Cole Ash, The Finding of the Clotilda, which is running away with it this morning. The Mobile City Council supermajority, because we've talked about the supermajority needing to get at least 5 votes so many times this year to pass something. And then also towing companies, who have also been in the news. Top 2 vote getters move into the second round, and we will start that second round voting on Monday.
All right. Your votes, that's how this works. Remember, y'all did the nominations, and y'all do the voting. And you do that all on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Here's another part of what goes into a presidential election. You know, there's debates going on, there's impeachment, there's all these things. But remember the old adage here, it's the economy, stupid. Mm-hmm. That was a James Carville line. Still holds true. More on that from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
When the trading day ended yesterday at the New York Stock Exchange, it was pretty clear that investors weren't spooked at all by the president's impeachment. All 3 major stock indexes set new record highs. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%, closing above 3,200 for the first time. The NASDAQ advanced 0.6%, and the Dow was up 137 points to 28,376.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Of course, I was the guy that pulled out of equities way back in January. But, you know,
playing it safe.
You win some, you lose some. I tell you what I have won and one I'd like you to win, and that is giving yourself the best gift of the Christmas season. And that is the gift of time, right? If you ask, as people get mature, you ask them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want time.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm there. And we have done that with the maids. They're referred for a reason. So many reasons to refer you to the maids. They have changed a lot in our home. Number one, how clean the home is. Number two, how much time we have back in our life. And you can get an estimate right now from the maids at 344-6626. They'll set an appointment. They'll come by and give you a free estimate. 344-6626. Give the gift of clean and the gift of time. I know the maids are showing up today. So we got them coming, which is reassuring to have them showing up, because of course next week we have people come, actually this weekend have people coming in and out of the house, and then next week with Christmas, and it's good because we're making more mess than normal because of Christmas, and at the same time we need to have a clean house to have people come in. The maids, they can do it for you right now. Get that free estimate. Think about maybe even giving that as a gift. Would that not be an awesome thing under the tree, having the maids come to your house and keep it clean? 344-6626. That's our phone number, 344-6626. The people we use in our house, check out the maids. They're referred for a reason. Dalton had to come through and do a bang-up job, too.
Yeah, my wife went to a job orientation away for a weekend, and I said, great idea. I'll get the entire house cleaned, and I won't have to lift a finger except to dial the phone. That's what I did. bid, and it worked out perfectly.
All right, so do that same thing. Give them a call, 344-6626. All right, 7:15, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by your CBD store, West Mobile, D&K, and T. Bachelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Samir Dowdy led Auburn in scoring and route to a 79-73 win over NC State last night.
Get the ball to Dowdy. Samir, left wing, three ball. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. 77-69 Auburn. Samir knocks home the three.
Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith had plenty of fun as the Tigers went to 10-0 with a win over the Wolfpack.
We beat a good basketball team. We beat a great offensive team. It was all we could do to guard them. What they do, Markell Johnson is so quick. They shoot the three ball so well. But we had some guys really step up. I thought, obviously Samir stepped up, with scoring. I thought Austin played a really dominant game. I probably should have played him more. He was dominant in there, great rim protector. He had great hands tonight. And he was plus 26 when we had Austin Wiley on the floor. That's one of the best, I've seen from him in a long, long time. So I got to put that on me by not having him out there a little bit more. We're going to get better. I'm just telling you. I don't know what our record's going to look like, but I'm just telling you, we're going to get better. We got a lot of room for growth, and it's fun to be able to win while you're learning with so many new pieces.
Bruce Pearl's team has a quick turnaround. They're back on the floor tomorrow against Lehigh. Tip-off is 5 o'clock, with our pregame coverage starting at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
T. Bachelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs, 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Cooler weather is on the way, and all the newest styles are at D&K. New selections of slim, modern, and traditional fit suits are here, as low as 2 for $220. Velvet and corduroy sports coats are in stock, perfect for holiday parties. Plus, a full line of accessories to complete your look. Shoes, shirts, sweaters, fashion socks, bow ties, and ties as low as 2 for $25. Weddings, D&K has purchase and rental options starting at $69.95. The largest selection and best service, D&K on the Beltline, 665-7350 or dnkmobile.com. At your CBD store, West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you. At your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, showers developing, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, showers are likely with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Layaway and gift certificates are available for Christmas. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a great ride from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, coming in from Malbus and Loxley and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile Police Department say clear. No accidents. State troopers also running a little bit of radar along I-10. Northbound 65, we look great from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Sitting at 40 now at our studios. Dr. Bill says expect rain over the weekend. He'll tell us how much and for how long. Coming up in just about 15 minutes. Also, Hollywood must know something that we want to get away from our family during the holidays. It must be because they always, you know, they have like summer movies that come out, and then they have Christmas movies, mm-hmm. a lot right around Christmas. And one of the big ones, of course, is the newest incarnation of Star Wars. Here's Bill Michaels from Westwood One with more.
Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker caps off the trio of trilogies set in a galaxy far, far away. Industry analysts say an opening weekend of $175 to $200 million is expected, but it's well below either of the first two films in the current trilogy. Disney's being even more conservative, forecasting a debut of just $160 million. The competition this weekend includes the Broadway favorite Cats making its big screen debut. I'm Bill Michaels.
Just a side note, when will Cats ever go away?
Or in space?
Space Cats?
Yes.
That's a great SNL bit, but that's a whole nother show. Opening Christmas Day, here's some of the six movies opening over the holidays. Opening Christmas Day, Spies in Disguise, PG animated movie starring Will Smith as legendary spy Tom Holland, as the tech nerd who teams up with him to save the world after accidentally turning Will into a pigeon. I have no idea.
How have I not heard of this movie?
I don't know. Also opening Christmas Day, Little Women, PG, the latest adaptation of the classic Louisa May Alcott novel. How many times has that been done?
I don't know.
I think at least twice here over the last probably 20 years. Also in limited release on Christmas Day. Now, this one got my attention. It's called 1917.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is starring Dean Charles Chapman as a young British soldier who's given a mission to cross deep into enemy territory to stop his brother's unit from walking into an ambush and save the lives of 1,600 men during World War I.
I've seen some great reviews on that movie.
Okay, that's one that I will try to go see. Chances are I won't. I'll have to wait for it to come out on demand. But
sounds like it has some shades of Saving Private Ryan.
It does. It seems like a World War I version of Saving Private Ryan. Also, in limited release on Christmas Day, Just Mercy, PG-13, starring Jamie Foxx as a wrongly convicted death row prisoner, and Michael B. Jordan as a defense attorney being stonewalled by Alabama court system. All right.
Relative here.
Yeah, and number five of the list, expanding nationwide on Christmas Day, Uncut Gems.
Yes, that's actually, some people are calling that the movie of the decade, and just in time.
Really?
Yeah.
Last-minute movie of the decade. Adam Sandler playing a gambling addict who owns a jewelry shop in New York's Diamond District?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that movie.
Is this like a serious role?
Yeah, serious role. I'm sure there's hints of comedy in there because, you know, Adam Sandler's involved. Yeah. But that seems like a really, really cool movie to check out.
And then in the new year, January 3rd, opens The Grudge, an R-rated reboot starring Andrea Riseborough as a detective investigating a series of deaths connected to a house that's been cursed by the deaths of someone who died in a state of extreme rage.
Hmm.
That should be a good family holiday movie there as well. So that is a list of what's coming out new over the holidays. If you want to slip out of the house, you got a crowded house, say, I got to go do something. I'm going to go watch a movie for 2 hours and then come back.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned a couple of those have really good reviews coming out, but I almost don't pay attention to reviews anymore just because, well, everything's opinionated, but I started seeing this week the reviews roll out for Star Wars and for Cats, and Cats has been universally panned, it seems.
Good, I'll jump in on that fray.
But Star Wars has had a lot of people saying it's awful also, and it seems like that happens every Star Wars movie. But then last night, when people started turning out into the theaters to watch the newest Star Wars, on Twitter I was seeing people say, you know, it's a great movie, and that there were standing ovations and things like that. So it all depends on your viewpoint, I guess. But I put less stock in movie reviews every single year.
You know, if they could have movie reviewers that were like you, In other words, you would have a movie, like you could find somebody, like the movie reviewers were out there the same way radio show hosts are or podcast hosts or whatever, and you could find somebody that, not just like you, but that, like you hit on a couple of the same cylinders, then the review would make more sense. Mm-hmm. But if you have somebody who dislikes anything about space or never did, was a fan of Star Wars from early on, and they go watch it, and what they really want to be watching is, you know, Pretty Women remake or something like that.
Yeah.
Then they're not going to like it. So mm-hmm. if you had somebody who kind of vibes like you who saw the movie and said it was good or bad, then you would probably take that more to heart.
Yeah, I think so. But right now it seems like it's a prerequisite to be cynical to write these.
Yeah, that's right. That makes you cool. Hating everything is cool, right?
Exactly.
I think that's jumped the shark. All right, and also Ring doorbells. So many of us have them, and hackers are at it again. Numerous households say their Ring security systems have been hacked, making the folks feel unsafe in their own homes. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
Hackers strike once again.
Hello, is someone here? Can you hear me?
A stranger accesses a Virginia family's Ring home security system. The man then speaks to the family's nanny, who came downstairs after hearing his voice.
Why is the door open? I'm in your house now.
I opened it.
Look behind you.
The hacker's voice came from one of the Ring cameras inside the house. Homeowner Mackenzie Reed.
If they are actually hacking our system, the system is registered to our address, so they would have our home address.
And this isn't an isolated incident.
Get up. I got treats. Get up.
Other households had their Ring systems hacked, including this one in Washington State.
Who is that?
I'm your best friend.
I'm Santa Claus.
The family, who wanted to remain anonymous, contacted Ring for an explanation.
It was accessed by a third party. They used a mobile device. They just told me that I could have had a lax password and that they could have guessed my password.
The company recently issued a statement saying that they've investigated the issue and have no evidence of an unauthorized intrusion or compromise of Ring's systems or network. Ring also advises its users to enable two-factor authentication, add shared users, and use different and strong passwords. I'm John Lawrence.
Right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. Pretty cool. The texter says, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and this movie by far is the best in the entire series. Totally epic and well done. Carrie Fisher's role was perfect. I love the term epic when it's used properly, because that, I love, if there are any movies that I really, really kind of lean towards, the more epic something is, mm-hmm. the more I like it. So that, thank you for that recommendation from the text line.
That's a tall order, being the best Star Wars movie, right? Now, I mean, yeah. I like the Star Wars movies. I go in and watch
Empire.
Them. But I don't really follow the series. You know, I don't go in depth. My wife loves Star Wars. She like knows everything about it. But
I'm so old that I watched the first Star Wars in the movie theaters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's how old I am.
But still, saying it's the best in the series, that's a pretty tall order.
I may have to go watch it. And that's a good thing. My son digs it, so we can see it together. Also, Crypto Marine made me laugh harder than anything today when I was lamenting the movie Cats coming out. He said, and I said, how many times is this going to happen? He said, it's Cats. 9 lives. Well said, Crypto Marine. Thank you very much. On the way, a story of a Christmas tree, maybe. I got two dangerous Christmas tree stories. People have like allergic reaction to the Christmas trees, and also a woman in Arizona who was mad at her boyfriend and decided she ought to set his tree on fire.
Oh, no.
Now I'll give you the heartwarming holiday details coming up in just a little bit. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast and a weekend weather scale, plus Alec Naiman with What's Cooking, plus it's a football Friday. We are stacked and glad you're here. News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police have captured a notorious robbery suspect who once taunted law enforcement claiming he could not be caught. Darius Timms was booked into jail at 2 o'clock this morning after leading police on a chase. He calls himself Ito the Shooter. This morning, he's facing 2 counts of robbery, receiving stolen property, and eluding police. A court hearing involving Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan has been continued. The mayor is accused of hitting a city employee at City City Hall last October. We learned in court Thursday the city attorney, David Connor, witnessed the alleged incident. Alabama has nearly $1 billion in unclaimed property. Now the state treasurer is asking you to check their database. Unclaimed property can include money from bank accounts that were closed, unchecked safety deposit boxes, or even physical items that may have been forgotten. There's a baseball bat signed by Babe Ruth that no one has claimed. You can find a link to the database on WKRG.com.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
The Senate impeachment trial is in limbo as Congress begins recess. Suzanne Malvo is on Capitol Hill.
Amidst the uncertainty around when a Senate impeachment trial would actually take place, it is expected that President Trump will sign the spending bill to keep the government open and then will go on his own vacation heading to West Palm Beach.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell remain at odds over how a Senate trial should be conducted. A Christian magazine founded by the late Billy Graham has published an op-ed calling for President Trump to be removed from office. Apparent trouble for the new Starliner capsule. After a successful launch on an Atlas V rocket, Boeing's spaceship has reportedly run into trouble. The Starliner is supposed to reach the International Space Station with Christmas presents for its residents, but flight controllers say there's been a problem with the unmanned craft in orbit. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. One of President Trump's biggest policy goals in 2019 has been passed by the Democrat-controlled House. The revised version of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement replaces the North American Free Trade Agreement. GOP lawmakers and key business groups say it will refresh NAFTA, though they have criticized concessions to the Democrats on intellectual property standards. The idea that certain personalities are better suited to certain jobs isn't new, but researchers in Australia have gone beyond the whole extroverts make great salespeople and introverts make great librarians mindset. They have leveraged additional information that people reveal on social media to create a more precise data-driven vocation compass to match profession with personality. The process is much closer to dating, like eHarmony for job searches. Unfazed by the House vote to impeach President Trump, the stock market rose to new record highs in their first session after the news. The Dow closed up 137, the S&P added 14, and the Nasdaq gained 59. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. A gift certificate from Pro Tent Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So, not as cold as yesterday morning, but still a little chilly to start off this Friday.
Yeah, we got down into the low 30s in many areas this morning. But we're going to warm up only to about 58 degrees. We're going to still stay below normal today. Going to start out with some sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase as we go through the afternoon. And that's because of an upper air disturbance that's coming out of the Great Plains. That disturbance is going to set off a low-pressure area out in the middle of the Gulf late tonight and tomorrow. And that's what's going to bring rain into our area for the weekend. And then next week, things will improve. But this afternoon, it'll become mostly cloudy. And then tonight, some rain developing, mainly after midnight. Low tonight will be in the mid-40s. And then for Saturday, look for cloudy skies with showers and a high in the mid-50s. Showers are likely for Saturday night, and then Sunday, cloudy with showers again and a high in the mid-50s. Finally, on Monday, that storm system that develops over the Gulf will move on over into northern Florida and eventually out to the Atlantic. And so Monday, things will improve. It'll become mostly sunny, a little warmer, about 62, slight chance of a shower. And then Tuesday and then Christmas Day, plenty of sunshine and mild with temperatures in the upper 60s.
All right, Dr. Bill, the rain, let's kind of walk through this. So tomorrow morning, is it raining?
Rain tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And off and on showers through the day, and the same thing for Saturday night and Sunday.
Is it, you're talking about that low, I think about things out of the Gulf, I think about those soaking rains. Is it just showers or a big soaker? Or, I mean, do we look at flooding issues? What do you expect?
Right now, it looks like the heaviest rain will stay out over the Gulf, but we'll see a lot of light rain and occasional moderate showers that will occur over the two-day weekend period. Altogether, it could produce a couple of inches of rain, and if that low comes a little closer to the coast, then, of course, we could see larger totals.
All right, and thinking about here at the close of this year, high temps, low temps, wet days, dry patches, all that kind of information each year you put out in your Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. How many years have you been doing that?
This will be the 30th year.
Wow.
That we've done the almanac, yes. And every year now, those almanacs are free, and they are available in a number of locations now. If you're over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply, also at Autocraft Collision in Center, and also in Fairhope. Billy Lankford, Allstate in Fairhope, and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. Here in Mobile at West Marine, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore, Christmastown. They also have copies, and you can also stop by Fox 10 or the studios right here at 106.5.
Yeah, that's good, because I'm picking up all my shopping from that box today as I head home. That's what everybody's getting, is a 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. All right. All that being said, Dr. Bill, the weekend before Christmas is here. There's a lot of pressure here. It's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we're trying to be a little bit optimistic.
Uh-huh.
And, but just the same, we'll go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
3-2-4-0.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
1 point. What? With 3 what?
1.3240.
Is that the lowest weekend weather scale we've had in 6 months?
That's way down there.
Wow. All right. At least you're putting the hay down there where the horses can get after it, Dr. Bill.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
All right, check back with you soon. That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the worst weekend weather scale I've heard in a long, long time.
It's been a minute.
There's like no way to spin that. There's no way to say, well, it'll be good, because usually it'll be like, well, if Saturday's bad, Sunday's good, or if Sunday's bad, Saturday's good. It's pretty anemic. Be a deep weekend weather scale. There's no spin on that. It's going
to
rain.
Well, here's the spin. If you do have to get out and do some shopping, it might keep some of the other less or more fearful people at home.
Beautiful. That is a spin.
If you're wise enough to, or brave enough to get out and...
At some point, it's just rain.
Right.
As I tell the kids, it is just rain.
But it might keep people inside.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll
those of
breeze
weak
through
constitution.
The store.
Yeah. Weak constitution, they'll stay home. You'll go out and you'll have like a Disney fast pass through the store. I like that. Nice spin. All right, 740 traffic is next.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Make your holiday celebration complete with a visit to Bell and Grath Gardens through December 31st for magic Christmas and lights. The dazzling nighttime display features more than 1,100 set pieces, 3 million lights, and 15 scenes set out in a walking tour of the 65-acre garden estate. The light display is open 5 to 9 p.m. with tours of Bell and Grath Home every half hour and holiday refreshments and entertainment. Tickets and information at bellandgrath.org.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Nice ride coming in from Baldwin County, Daphne, Spanish Ford, across the Bayway, the Causeway. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Airport, Schillinger, Ziegler, and University, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65, all running smooth. The school zones have got plenty of radar there this morning, so keep that in mind. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop with musical group Collective Soul bringing in the new year in downtown. Again, a piece of the world's largest moon pie and join the second line. You can get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 741 FM Talk 106.5. Why don't y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk about some inventory, Larry. You got it stacked up.
We got bunches of it. Like I said, we're over 120 now. It's the most inventory we've had all year, and it's a great, tremendous selection.
All right. If Santa is looking for that special vehicle through the selection and maybe can't get out because of the rain or something over the weekend, they can always go look at the website.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, there's another step we can take. We get people from out of town that want to really go over the detail of the car, so we just do a FaceTime. The salesman can walk around, show everything on the car, get all the different options and everything, and then make their decision then.
Y'all have gone high tech. I like it. That is a great kind of concierge feature at LCM. Tell folks how to find y'all.
Excuse me, Highway 90 at Plantation Road, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us 375-0068.
I can't wait to get Larry just to FaceTime me in general.
Yeah.
Larry, I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. That is cool.
Yeah, really cool.
I mean, say, no, I want to look at that truck, and they go out there and FaceTime it. Man, way to go, LCM. Good stuff. 743 FM Talk 106.5. All right, the president's talked about this quite a few times, and I think David said on the text line, maybe this is dropping specifically because of the Star Wars movie opening. It's a timing thing here for the release of this. But the first new major military command in more than 70 years. I don't think this is getting enough attention. I mean, it's easy to joke about. This is a big deal since we've had another, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm.
We have not had anything new in 70 years.
No, it's been a long time.
So the first new major military command in more than 70 years will soon be operating. It's the Space Force, and Christopher Cruz from Westwood One has more.
Space Force is authorized in the 2020 National Defense Bill that President Trump will sign into law today. It's been a priority for him. He said it will reinvigorate America's role in space. Space Force will start out small. In its first year, it will have only about 200 people and a budget of $40 million. It won't be a separate branch of the military, however. Space Force will be led by a four-star Air Force general and administered by the Secretary of the Air Force. Space Force is the first new major military department since the Air Force itself was spun off from the Army in 1947. Christopher Cruz, Washington.
Of course, it begs the question, will those trainees try to get in the Space Force when they're in the program learning, will they be space cadets?
I think that'd be awesome, man. What's the waiting list for pilots that want to jump in?
Well, it's got to be, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right, talk about that more coming up in just a second. We'll check in with Alec Naiman, find out what's cooking, and sports on the way with Dalton next.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police have captured a notorious robbery suspect who once taunted law enforcement, claiming he could not be caught. Darius Timms was booked into jail at 2 o'clock this morning after leading police on a chase. He calls himself Ito the Shooter. This morning, he is facing two counts of robbery, receiving stolen property, and eluding police. Terry Ewing, the man accused of robbing a Pensacola gas station this week, has been booked into jail 10 times over the past decade. Police say Ewing has previously been convicted on battery and drug charges. He is currently facing armed robbery and aggravated assault charges. People who live in Pritchard are looking for answers after a change in billing for water and sewer service, as well as garbage collection. The city sent out a separate bill for garbage, but has not yet started picking it up. It's not clear when the issue will be corrected. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Auburn stays undefeated in basketball. A top NBA prospect leaves the NCAA, and college bowl season begins today. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars fell to Appalachian State 81-71. The Jags led at the half by 2 points, but were outscored by the Mountaineers 44-32 in the second half. Andre Fox led South with 24 points. Number 12-ranked Auburn kept their undefeated season alive with a 79-73 win over NC State. Auburn's Samir Dowdy led the team with 24 points, scoring 11 in the final 4.5 minutes. The Tigers are now 10-0 and are the only unbeaten team in the Power 5 conferences. Memphis Tigers freshman star James Wiseman announced on Instagram Thursday that he has withdrawn from the school to prepare for the 2020 NBA draft. The preseason All-American played in 3 games this year, averaging 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game, but he was suspended 12 games by the NCAA for a recruiting violation. Current Memphis coach Penny Hardaway, who was not the coach at the time, paid Wiseman's mother $11,500 in moving expenses in 2017 to move her family to Memphis. Wiseman is projected to be a top draft pick in this year's class. College bowl season officially kicks off today with 2 games, followed by 7 games tomorrow. First up at 1 p.m. our time, it's the Bahamas Bowl.
with Buffalo facing Charlotte. Buffalo favored by 6.5 points. Then tonight at 6:30, Utah State takes on Kent State in the Frisco Bowl. The Aggies will have quarterback Jordan Love playing in his final game and are favored by 6.5 points. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., it's the Celebration Bowl, the HBCU Championship, with Alcorn State taking on North Carolina A&T Aggies. And a cool note, the Alcorn State quarterbacks coach is Pat White, former Daphne Trojans quarterback who went on to star at West Virginia. And they'll be playing in the Celebration Bowl tomorrow. Then at 1 p.m., San Diego State favored by 3.5 over Central Michigan in the New Mexico Bowl. At 1:30, Hugh Freeze and the Liberty Flames will look to cap off a surprisingly good season when they take on Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern favored by 4. At 2:30, SMU plays FAU at FAU's home stadium in Boca Raton. The Owls are now without head coach Lane Kiffin, who left for Ole Miss, and are 3-point underdogs in tomorrow's game. At 4:30, Arkansas State is favored by 2.5 over Florida International. They'll be playing in Montgomery in the Camellia Bowl. At 6:30, number 19, Boise State faces Washington in the Las Vegas Bowl. Washington is favored by 3.5 in what will be head coach Chris Peterson's final game with the team. And at 8 o'clock, Sun Belt champion and number 20-ranked Appalachian State will take on Bill Clark and the UAB Blazers in the New Orleans Bowl. The Mountaineers are favored by 16.5. The Mobile Sports Authority has some great events coming up to end 2019. From December 26th through December 28th, head over to Spring Hill College for the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic. 16 of the top high school teams along the Gulf Coast will be participating. Many of the players are Division I prospects, so you should expect to see some great basketball being played. It's the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic at Spring Hill College, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority from December 26th through the 28th. For more information, go to mobilesportsauthority.com. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I'll take a second here. Hugh Freeze and the Liberty Flames.
They are in a bowl game.
They're also, I think, probably pretty good band name.
I think so.
We could get them booked at Mardi Gras for somebody's ball. That would be, and featuring Hugh Freeze and the Liberty Flames.
And you would expect them to be G-rated with it being at Liberty, but with Hugh Freeze, he's a wild card.
It is always a wild card. Thank you, Dalton.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center, great ride is traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. Accident-free conditions continue. Mobile also is traveling over towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. We've had light traffic so far on the way in this morning. Ring in 2020 in luxury when you celebrate at the Battle House, located directly across from the Moon Pie. They're proud to offer a New Year's Eve package for two that includes a three-course New Year's Eve dinner, deluxe hotel room, and more. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, showers developing, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, showers are likely with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
It's the GMC Denali season to upgrade. Get over $14,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 with Denali Ultimate Package. We are professional grade. GMC. based on MSRP of $67,650. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $6,373 plus $7,157 purchase allowance and $500 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See participating dealer for details.
754 FM Talk 106.5, 44 now at our studios, heading for high in the mid-60s. Dr. Bill has rain in the forecast tomorrow and Sunday. It possibly is the lowest weekend weather scale I've heard in a long time, but
1.3240.
There's not even a way to spin that. In other words, we're going to need to spend some time under roof this coming weekend. And lucky for us, the kind of recipe our buddy Alec Naiman's bringing us this week does exactly that. Let's check in with him right now. Hey, Alec.
Hey, man. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good. You've got a bow tie pasta with chicken and artichoke.
Yeah, listen, man, I could give you all my secrets to Christmas, but then you wouldn't even call me for it, okay? So I can't teach you how to cook Christmas. Until after Christmas.
Okay. All right. So right now, this is kind of a recipe to get us through the weekend while we're looking forward to that Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. So that way you don't have to order pizza to get you by. You know what I mean?
Oh, you've been to my house. Yes.
Hey, this is easy stuff. You know what I mean? You cook you some bow tie pasta just like the direction says on the box, you know? So that's the easy part. So you just follow directions. You can do that, can't you, man?
Barely, but yes.
All right, and then all that's left now is to cook the chicken and artichoke part, right? That's a one-skillet wonder, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, anyhow, all I do is I get my chicken, whatever breast I want, I rinse them off pretty good. I cut them into little strips, you know? And then the next thing, you know, I'm salt and pepper, and then I start sauteing it in a little olive oil, you know? And by the time they're done, I take them out of the skillet, and then I toss in the rest of my little olive oil, and I start sauteing some mushrooms, you know, and I put my garlic and all that kind of stuff in there, and some roasted red peppers and some tomatoes, and I season it with a little garlic and some dried basil, you know, and by the time all them mushrooms are ready, I add a little chicken stock to it, and I bring it up to a little boil, and then I come back and I add my chicken back to it, you know, and I let it cook down a little bit, toss the pasta in there, and let the pasta soak up all that liquid and all that kind of stuff. Then I take it, when it's ready, I take it and I sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese right on top of it, you know. Next thing you know, I put it on your plate and I let you eat it. That's all there is to this. I call this my bow tie pasta with chicken and artichoke.
Sounds fantastic. Even better is having you get our Christmas set up for us, or even the food we're eating leading into Christmas. Let's talk about that. Your hours here, and if we're trying to get some last minute you make, we bake recipes, let's talk about how we do that.
Well, man, listen, okay, so you got to call me here today, okay? Because Monday is too late. That's all I can. People are picking up their holiday meals, their Christmas meals on Monday and Tuesday. We're going to close on Tuesday about noontime, so trying to ask everybody to pick up before noon. I mean, my guys, they want to get out of there and buy me a present or something. Right. So I got to let them get out of there so I can have some Christmas presents. So,
right.
Anyhow, I still got some gobblers. They running around in the backyard. I can smoke them. I can fry them. I can roast them, all that kind of stuff. I got spiral sliced hams. I can glaze them for you. I got prime ribs. You know, I got great prime ribs. Got a lot of beef tenderloins I can fix you up. Make you some stuffed pork loins if you like that. Got all the dressings and the twice-baked potato mac and cheese. Of course, I got all kind of vegetables, green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, all that kind of stuff, you know. And listen, I'm even doing New Year's Eve. So if you're thinking about New Year's Eve, hey, you think about me, okay? And I'll fix you up on New Year's Eve. That's how easy it is.
Fantastic.
What you think?
Yeah, I love it. Give people a phone number, Facebook page, where they go.
Hey, man, yeah, listen, we still answering the phones. Thank goodness, you know, the phones are working. 8473-3900. Look us up on the web at namescatering.com. Give me a like on Facebook. Hey, I even got Instagram, you know? I didn't know. I've been having Instagram for like ever since I've been on Instagram. I didn't know, but I throw some pictures up there from time to time, so make myself look good and all. I don't take a picture of myself. I take a picture of my food, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't want nobody to, like block me if I put a picture of myself up there. So, you know, so I put some food up there. They don't block food, but they block me, you know what I mean?
I resemble that remark. Alec, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you and the whole crew there, and we'll be seeing you very soon.
God bless you, man. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and God bless you. Hey, love the family while you can, man. Just love the family.
Well said. Well said. Alec Namath, What's Cooking? We do it every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, Football Friday?
Yeah, Football Friday time. Going to talk to Reese's Executive Director, Jim Nagy, Reese's Senior Bowl.
Y'all do that thing where we say, stand by?
Stand by.
Stand by for new.